Now, I've got loads and loads of chat lined up for you this morning. And first up, we're going to be talking with James Crowley. And James is from the Independent Living Movement Ireland. And we're going to be chatting about the 100 million that's been allotted in the budget to people with disabilities, amongst other things. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are things? How are you?
I'm not bad at all. And yourself? It's a bit nippy out there this morning.
Yeah, it's nippy, but it's nice and sunny down here in Longford. I'm based in Longford, so it's lovely and sunny, thank God. So it's good to see a bit of sun in all this pandemic talk, you know?
Yeah. And tell me this, how are you getting on with the lockdown?
Yeah, I suppose just kind of staying within, you know, the 5 kilometres to get out and keep active, you know, put the headphones in and scoot off in the chair, you know, and try and have some sort of a routine. But then, of course, I'm working full-time as well, so, and I've been working from home as well, so kept busy, but trying to keep a good work-life balance as well, which is really important, I think, for everyone's mental health around such times, you know.
No, the reason I ask you that, I know yesterday former Minister Ring made a comment that the 5 kilometre radius was fine for the urban areas, but when you went into rural Ireland, that it needed to be bigger.
Yeah, well, that's it. But I suppose I'm really lucky in the sense that we live right beside a park, so I've lots of tracks to go around and all of that. So and lots of roads around here, so I'm lucky in that sense. So yeah, it's great in that sense.
Well, you know, enough of the pleasantries, as they say, but maybe would you tell us a little bit about who Independent Living Movement Ireland are?
Yeah, so I suppose I'll introduce myself, I suppose, as well, that I am James Crowley from the Independent Living Movement Ireland, and we are a campaign and national representative disabled persons organisation, or DPO, and we promote the philosophy of independent living, and we seek to build an inclusive society. I suppose central to the way that we work, Michael, is that we ensure that policy decisions that impact on the lives of disabled people, they have to be directly influenced by those whose lives are directly impacted or affected. So in this case, that's disabled people. Our philosophy then can be summed up as nothing about us without us and rights not charity. And I suppose central to that as well is that, you know, we ratified the UNCRPD, or the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, in 2018. And there's specific articles there, 4.3 and 29b, that relate to the role of DPOs, or disabled persons organisations, saying that, you know, an example would be that ILMI, or Independent Living Movement Ireland, that we consult and engage with disabled people on all the policies that impact on our lives. I suppose we believe then that independent living is about having the freedom to have the same choices that everyone else has in housing and in transport, education and employment. And it's about choosing what aspects of social, economic and political life disabled people want to participate in. On a daily basis, it's about independent living, is about having control over your life, freedom, choice and control to have a family, to get a job, to participate socially and indeed to realise your goals and dreams. So that's kind of a little background as to who we are and what we do, I suppose.
I think what you said there about rights over charity, I think that kind of hits the nail on the head, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, I suppose. And, you know, I think, you know, rights are really important, and that we, as disabled people, come together as a collective to make sure that our rights are in place and upheld, you know. And I think, you know, I know we're going to talk about the budget, but I suppose it might just be a good point to go into it now that, you know, ILMI, we do welcome the new investment of the 100 million. However, I suppose the budget must prioritise the support that disabled people need to live as equals in an inclusive Irish society. So, to allow them to have that freedom, choice, and control. And I suppose the big question people are probably asking is, where is this 100 million going to be spent in these measures? But I suppose, you know, we in Isle of Mull, we welcome the unprecedented new investment. But it's, I suppose, important that it goes into kind of mainstream support as well around, you know, housing, transport, employment, and personal assistance services for disabled people as well to participate in life, you know.
Indeed. And just as we're talking about that, you know, we had a chat yesterday, and you explained where that the independent living movement is not a what would you call this? It's a policy driven organisation. It's about what the policies are going to be, and it's not about actually on the ground working or a service provider.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I say, we're a campaigning national representative DPO, so we would engage and consult with disabled people around, you know, what policies would impact in their lives. But I suppose if we look at the measures that have come, that we kind of welcome, I suppose, is, you know, the announcement is evidence, I suppose, of having disability named as part of a singular department now, with equality and inclusion at the remit, I suppose. And it signifies as well the commitment that Minister Roderick O'Gorman and Minister Anne Rabbitt have, you know, are going to undertake significant steps, we hope, you know, to realise disabled people's rights. But also as well, with the formation of the department and new ministers and the budget, you know, the funding increase used to deliver on the congregation is really welcome, you know, getting disabled people out of nursing homes, out of institutions, and being able to live within the community. I suppose this is an article, I suppose, within UFCRPD as well, Article 19, which talks about disabled people being able to live within the community with support such as personal assistance services. And, you know, we do recognise as well that there was, I suppose, increased personal assistance service hours. So we'd be really interested to see how that filters across Ireland, you know, for disabled people to have that freedom and choice. But also as well, Michael, these supports as personal assistance, etc. And it's great to talk about the congregation, but we also recognise the record 5.2 billion investment in public housing. And we need to ensure, though, that the rights of disabled people will be met in the construction of the accessible public homes. And it needs to be delivered in tandem, you know, with the decongregation and the increased personal assistance services. As I say to people, it's all about kind of the jigsaw puzzle of independent living. You know, we need to have the pillars of independent living that all fit together in a puzzle. So, for example, housing, transport, employment, personal assistance services, you know, even education, etc. So they all need to fit together. And if some of those pillars don't fit together, that's when disabled people, I suppose, when rights start to be infringed on, if you like, particularly in a progressive society now that we have in Ireland. But as I say, we really welcome, you know, the new department and the new ministers and, of course, the new increased budget as well, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you know, an extra 100 million in there is great, but and there's a we have a lot of policies that give rights to people with disabilities, but when you have situations where somebody is left in an institution for 17, 20 years simply because the money isn't there to actually give them their rights, as in to live independently, which has happened. I remember the story of it just last year, where one young gentleman, I think it was around 17 years, he spent in an institution because they couldn't, the local authority or whoever couldn't provide the property that he needed, you know, with it, with all the bits and pieces he needed in it. That the money wasn't there. So you can have all the policies you want, but if the money isn't put into the budget to provide for those, it's not much use.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, the policy versus practice, you know, a policy versus practice issue. But as I say, if we can kind of call on, you know, the ministers and, you know, government to see our rights, which I think, you know, in fairness, with the investment in public housing and all of that and increased personal assistance, I think when they all sit together, that's when we can see these support to kind of work for disabled people as well. But I suppose it's probably timely as well, Michael, if I just bring in, if you don't mind, just saying that, you know, for many disabled people, but for not all disabled people either, independent living can be best achieved by the employment of personal assistants. But as I say, you know, personal assistants, you know, go on the direction of disabled people, you know, to help them to do things in daily living, you know, and all aspects of daily living. As many of my peers would say, that personal assistants are essentially my arms and legs, and in some cases, some people's eyes and ears. But I suppose, unfortunately, currently there is no legal right to a personal assistance service in Ireland, and ILMI has been campaigning with our PAS Now campaign to actively gain momentum around personal assistance. And in November 2019, we actually had a unanimous Dáil passing on the right to a personal assistance service. But now on the ground, as a true grassroots-led CCO, we are building momentum now with local authorities to pass a motion locally to support the right to a personal assistance service. Most recently, Offaly local authority and Mayo local authority passed the motion in favour of right to a personal assistance service. And maybe at the end, I might talk about how people can get involved in that campaign if they'd like to support their own right to a personal assistance service by getting in touch with their councillors to support this right.
Indeed, that would be very useful for people. But what other activities are going on at the moment?
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, COVID-19 has been a really big challenge for people and the pandemic. And it's been a worrying time for people too. And, like, it's important to note that there are support, you know, out there for emotional well-being and all that, and for people to seek them support if they need them. But in ILMI, we have seen how people as well have creatively faced this challenge as well by creating new and exciting online spaces to combat social isolation. So, for example, we've moved like our policy spaces online. We've every Tuesday we have a personal assistance service support group where disabled people or personal assistance service users come online and they support each other on a peer level. We've also had, you know, spaces around yoga, emotional well-being, loads of different areas. We have an LGBT group, we have a lady women's group, we have a youth collective as well. But with saying that, I suppose, we know that society has the technology and it can free us to connect us with disabled people. And indeed, people, we've all probably had Zoom fatigue at this stage, I suppose. But we can't, I suppose, use online as well as a digital divide for disabled people, or, you know, to, I suppose, pigeonhole disabled people into just working from home when this pandemic is over. So I think we need to be mindful of that as well. And indeed, on a rural and urban basis as well. But I think, you know, we have to see as well that during this pandemic, we have creatively came online. And I think there is really pros, but also cons as well to the online technology spaces as well.
Now, I'm very conscious of the time because I know you have another meeting to get to and I don't want to be blamed for keep getting you late for that. What you were just saying earlier there about if people want to get involved or people want to get more information on independent living, how can they do that?
Yeah, so our website actually is www.ilmi.ie. So that's www.ilmi.ie. And on there we have loads of resources and publications. And some of them I might just mention. We have an e-bulletin that goes out every 2 weeks. So people can subscribe to that by emailing info@ilmi.ie. So that's info@ilmi.ie. And that will give updates as to what we're doing. You know, in the organisation as well with disabled people. And we have policy documents. We also have, you know, videos. But most recently, we have added a series of podcasts called Conversations About Activism and Change, where it's disabled activists talking about the experiences that shaped them, about the campaigns that they've won, And, you know, their views on building a disabled persons' rights movement in the 21st century. So there's lots of things up there on that website. And indeed, I did talk about, you know, our personal assistance service campaign as well. So people can also contact us on info@ILMI as well if they want to get in touch about that, about securing the right to a personal assistance service in Ireland.
And they, I presume they can get all the information there about if they want to get involved in that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. They can contact us as well. Any of the staff would be happy to help.
James, thank you very much for chatting with us with us this morning. Maybe we can chat with you again at some other stage when we have a little bit more time.
Yes, absolutely, Michael. And thanks so much. And have a lovely weekend.
And you too, James. All the best. Take care.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was James Crawley, and he is the policy officer for the Independent Living Movement Ireland, or also known as the ILMI. And as he said, if you want to get more information on that, you can just go on to www.ilmi.com. .ie, and you'll get all the information there that you need. A great organisation and well worth getting involved with there, particularly if you are someone with a disability, or you know someone with a disability, or you're a carer or something like that. It would be really good.